It's good to see all of you here. We're glad you're here, just worshiping the Lord. If you can't do it with your tongue and your vocal cords, you can do it in your heart, can't you? You just worship the Lord. Just lift Him up. But I love those songs my wife picked out, and I love the way she sang them. And I'm glad we can praise Him together. And like she said, one of these days we're going to do it with new voices and new bodies. And man, it'll be fun. Won't wear out. Yes. Well, a few days from now, we're going to experience the death of 2013. 2013's about gone. And it's kind of scary to us sometimes to think how fast the years roll by, but a new year's about to be born, an old year's about to be gone. And all over the world, there are people who kind of get excited about the beginning of new year because it represents a fresh start. And it turns out that fresh starts are very, very, very important to God. He's interested in fresh starts, and He always has been. He's built that concept of a fresh start into His creation, and He's built it into His Word. And it's always been a part of who God is. Listen, when God created Adam, and Adam sinned, that didn't surprise God. He knew what was going to happen when He created Adam. He knew that Adam would sin, and He knew that Adam would have to die. And He knew that He, God the Son, would come into this world to die on that cross. He lived the perfect life that Adam didn't, and we don't, we can't. But He could, and He did. And then He died on that cross for us. And then He was buried. And then He rose again to conquer death. And that was planned, the Bible says, before the foundation of the world. So God knew that's how it was going to be. And God knew that we'd choose sin, and God knew that there would be death, and God knew that there would be resurrection. He planned it. He put it in His Word. In the New Testament, Jesus established two, what we call ordinances, two ordinances that we celebrate. One of them is the Lord's Supper. And when we take the Lord's Supper, we eat a little piece of bread, and we drink a little cup, and that reminds us of Jesus' body and Jesus' blood. And we take it to remind ourselves that He died on the cross for us. And He said, as long as you do this, you show forth the Lord's death. Show forth the Lord's death until He comes. So we think about His death when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. And then He gave us an ordinance called baptism. And in baptism, we think about burial and then resurrection. So there's death, burial, and resurrection in these ordinances that Jesus gives us in the New Testament. Now, I want us to think about that today, just a little bit, how important this idea of a fresh start is and how important the idea of resurrection is from God's perspective. He's woven it into His Word. We'll look at that in just a minute. But He's also woven it into His creation. Think about it. He created us, and He gave us these bodies, and He created us so that we need sleep. And so every now and then, at least once a day, and sometimes more often, right, we fall asleep. And that picture's death. It's a picture of death. Then a little later we wake up, and that picture's resurrection. So He built it into who we are, death and resurrection. He caused the earth to spin on its axis, and it goes around one time every 24 hours. That's what makes it night and day. And God did that to remind us of death, because the sun goes down and everything gets dark and it's like death. And in the morning the sun comes up and it shines gloriously and lights up the earth. And that's a symbol of resurrection. God put that in His creation. He also set the earth on its axis tilted a little bit. And it spins in a tilted way and goes around the sun tilted. And you know what that causes? That causes the seasons. And God built the seasons into His creation so that a few days ago, we observed what we call the winter solstice. And that meant the day was the shortest day of the year. And night was more prevalent then than any other time. And I look outside my house and the trees don't have any leaves on them. And my yard looks dead. And there are no flowers out there. And it's like death. It's wintertime and it's like death. But now what's happening? The days are getting a little longer. And pretty soon it'll be springtime. And the grass will turn green and the trees will get leaves and the flowers will bloom again. And that pictures death and resurrection. He built it into His creation. He created a little animal, a little critter called a caterpillar. We talked about the caterpillars not the last time we were here, I think. And that little caterpillar crawls around on the ground and crawls around in the trees. And then what happens? Well, he weaves a cocoon around himself, and it's like he's dead. You know, it's like he's kind of woven his own little coffin there, and he's dead. But then what happens? Then the cocoon begins to come apart, and he breaks his way out. And now what is he? He's a butterfly. Beautiful. And God put that into his creation to remind us of death and resurrection. He created the plant kingdom, and he made plants so that they have little tiny black things we call seeds. And they look usually kind of ugly and kind of dead. And what do? We stick it in the ground, poke it down in the earth, and then later on, why, that thing comes up, and it's green, and it brings fruit or vegetables or flowers, and it's beautiful, and it pictures death and burial and then resurrection. I mean, God's put it all the way through His creation. It's just amazing. He created time periods for the same purpose, so we can get a fresh start. Every 24 hours, we get a fresh new day. Every 7 days, we get a fresh new week. Every 4 weeks or so, every 30 days or so, we get a fresh month. Every 12 months, we get a fresh year. Every 10 years, we get a fresh decade, and on and on. There are periods of time that God's worked into His creation to show us the idea of resurrection, fresh start. And He's put it in His Word. I'm not going to try to mention all the places in His Word, but let me mention a few of them. You remember when God told Abraham, take your son Isaac? That was the promised son. He said, take Isaac and sacrifice him. And so Abraham obeyed, and he took Isaac and put him on the altar and tied him down. Isaac was as good as dead. I mean, Abraham had the knife raised to kill Isaac. It was like he was dead. And then God said, wait, I've got a ram over here in the thicket. I want you to sacrifice that instead. And of course, that pictures Jesus as a sacrifice in our place, as our substitute. And he sacrificed the ram, but that let Isaac get up off the altar. It's like a resurrection. You remember Joseph? Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. And what did his dad think had happened? Well, as far as his dad was concerned, Joseph was dead. He was dead and gone. But he was down in a jail in Egypt. And then what did God do? Well, he began to raise Joseph up. And so next thing you know, he's second to Pharaoh only in Egypt. And he is used by God to save the world at that time. And he's a picture of Jesus. But there's that death and resurrection theme again. You see it over and over. You remember Jonah? Jonah was swallowed by a fish. He stayed in there 3 days and three nights. That's like death. And then the fish spit him up. That's like resurrection. In fact, Jesus said, He reminded us of that one. He said, I'm going to be like Jonah. Just like Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, I'm going to be in the earth 3 days and three nights. And just like that fish spit up Jonah, they're just going to spit me up. I'm going to rise again. And he conquered death. And he used Jonah's example of death and resurrection to refer to his own death and resurrection. You remember Daniel? He was thrown into a lion's den. What was that? That was a death sentence. I mean, he wasn't supposed to survive that. But in the morning, there's Daniel, and God just raises him up. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were thrown into a fiery furnace. That's a death sentence. They're not supposed to survive that. But then later, God brings them out, and they don't even smell like smoke. It's amazing. But it's a symbol of death and resurrection. So all the way through, you see it. And we must never, ever minimize that theme in the Bible. Death, then resurrection. Death, then resurrection. Death, then resurrection. In Romans chapter 6, verse 3, this is what he says. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death. Listen, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And so when we think about baptism, mentioned it a while ago, we picture death and resurrection, and three different kinds. You know, first of all, the resurrection of Jesus. He was died, He buried in the tomb, He rose again. He conquered death. So that's what we picture when we think about baptism. And then, of course, we think about all the change that He's making in our life. He says, you were dead with Him, and now you're raised to walk in newness of life. And sometimes I don't think we appreciate like we should all the change that's happened in us because we trusted Jesus. We're now new creatures. You remember that verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? He is a new creature. Yeah, a new creature. Old things are passed away. The old man is dead and buried, and we've been raised to walk in newness of life. That's what he says over and over and over. And so we just don't want to minimize that. So back in Romans chapter 6, he said, likewise, reckon, that's a good southern word, reckon or consider yourselves to be dead indeed and to sin, but alive, there's the resurrection again, alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. But there's still one more aspect of that death and resurrection that's pictured in baptism. Not only did Jesus die and rise again, not only is our old man dead and we're new creatures now, we're raised again, but the Bible says very clearly that baptism pictures a day, and it's coming, of in great joy and great excitement when Jesus comes back. And he says when he does, he's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the what? The dead in Christ shall rise first. There's going to be a great resurrection when he comes back. And there are several places in the Bible that talks about it. I want to read a couple of them to you real quickly. In Revelation chapter 20, the Bible says, I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And this is good news, listen. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. I can't wait. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones and they sat on them and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God and who had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And listen, and they lived. They lived, there's the resurrection, and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in that first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. They shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. That's you and that's me if we're trusting Jesus. We're going to be raised and we're going to reign with Him. And these mortal bodies, I mean, there's nobody more aware of this than you are. And I am too. I mean, I'm getting older too every day. And we're very keenly aware that these bodies are wearing out. They're weak and they're not good for much longer. One of these days they're going to die. We're all going to do that. But it's okay because He says when Jesus comes back, He's going to give us an incorruptible, new, glorified, immortal body. And we're going to reign with Him forever. This is how He says it in 1 Corinthians 15. Listen. I tell you this, brothers. Flesh and blood, that's what we got right now. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised. There it is again. The dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Wow. Oh death, where's your victory? Oh death, where's your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So listen, as we approach the celebration of a new year, and we're about there, let's not think too small. Oh yes, we're thankful that God's brought us through another year, and we're thankful for a new year, and we're thankful for a fresh beginning of a new year. But let's lift our eyes and hearts and minds up just a little bit more and think about what God has put into His Word and what God has put into His creation about fresh starts. And let it remind us of a time when we won't just be celebrating a new year. We'll be celebrating a new body. And we'll be celebrating a whole new creation. Listen to what he says in Revelation 21. I'll stop with this. Then I saw, listen to the word new here. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. And He shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, listen, behold, I am making all things new. I am making all things new. And he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And Father, how we thank you for putting this in your word. Thank you for, even though you allow us to go through times of trial and difficulty and hardship, and even though you allow us to live in these bodies that are decaying and wearing out, that you have promised us not just a fresh new year every 365 days, but you've promised us a fresh new body, and you promised us a fresh new entire creation. And Lord, how we thank you and praise you that you've got a future plan for us that is beyond our wildest dreams. It's exciting and it's thrilling, and we're looking forward to that resurrected body. We're looking forward to the new bodies you've got planned for us. We're looking forward to spending an eternity with you. And Lord, as my wife said earlier, as we were praising you, we're looking forward to being able to praise you with voices that don't wear out. How exciting it's going to be. Thank you, Father, that you've set it all up from the beginning. Even before you created the universe, you had this all put together. And by your grace and by your mercy, you've called us to be your kids. We get to be part of your family, and we get to be redeemed and ransomed, our sins forgiven and cleansed away, and we get to be part of your eternal family forever and ever. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you. We love you. Help us to love you more and more as time goes on. And we just want to do that all through eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.